Alison Whale was given the honor, on April 5, of releasing a bald eagle rehabilitated at the North Island Wildlife Recovery Center. The member of the Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation and Fisheries Capacity Coordinator of the Nuu-Chaw-Nulth Tribal Council Fisheries Program in Port Alberni, cradled the majestic bird in her arms and walked around for everyone to see before letting the eagle spread its wings and fly away. "It was so amazing," said Whale, who is also a volunteer at the recovery center. "Who gets to hold an eagle like that in their lifetime? I am very grateful to be a part of it and I am trying not to cry." The eagle that was released was injured when it collided with a vehicle in Nanaimo last August. It was taken to the recovery center where it was nursed back to health. "It suffered head injury and some tissue damage but no broken bones, which was great," said Keisha Long, animal care technician. "It had to be assist-fed as it wasn't eating on its own right away. It takes a bit of time to heal like soft tissue damage, so it spent quite a few months here gaining up strength in our Eagle Flight Center. And now he's off back to wild." The rehabilitated eagle was named Tiny, because he's a very small eagle, said Long. "Before releasing him back to the wild, we have to make sure it has enough muscle mass," said Long. "They have to have good feather condition as they have to be flying well enough and to make sure they have enough stamina so they don't tire out quickly." The annual eagle release drew quite a crowd and was kicked off with a First Nations drum beating ritual and song led by artist Bill Halen. The Recovery Center, celebrating its 40th year, continues to assist injured eagles and other animals, including bears. It is a non-profit society dependent on fundraising, donations and sponsorships. If you wish to help, visit nivra.org.